You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, our neighbor's house went up for sale a couple of weeks ago. And of course, we were super nosy and got onto Redfin and was checking it out online. And pictures of the basement on there. And Nicole spotted, she spied with her little eye, a ping pong table sitting there in their basement. And she said,
no.
You know, they're moving out of state. They're moving kind of far away. And I bet you they're not going to take that ping pong table with them. Their kids are grown and out of the house. And I could see the little light bulb starting to flicker above her head.
Nobody moves a ping pong table.
You roll that out into the street and set it on fire is what you do. Yeah. So sure enough, the neighbor popped over yesterday during the show, actually, and was like, hey, you know, we got this ping pong table and you guys have kids. Any interest? And Knick-Knack was like, oh my God, I'll have to talk to Jeremy and see. I was receiving texts during the show yesterday. You want a ping pong table? You know, so-and-so is getting rid of it, and it would be great for the kids. We'll put it in the basement. And I just fired back. I mean, I hate to be a jerk, but, you know, hell's no. No, we do not want a ping pong table. We do not need that in our life. We're going to move it down to our basement. It's going to take like three of us to get it down there. And then it's going to sit for the next 15 years. Nobody is going to touch it.
Well, no, that's not true. You will touch it for the first 3 weeks. And then after that.
Maybe. I won't. I don't like ping pong personally. Maybe Nicole and the kids will fart around on it a little bit. But then, yeah, it's going to become a dust collector. It's going to become a clutter spot. We're going to have boxes on it.
Yeah, it stores things.
And then in 10, 15 years, we'll try to pawn it off onto somebody else.
You'll get a new neighbor who moves into your neighborhood.
Yes.
And you have to dust it off.
Yeah,
and
you got young kids. Can I interest you in this ping pong table?
And one thing in 15 years you'll be able to say to them, it's barely used. It's practically
right?
new.
Nobody wants to use it.
There's not a scratch on it because nobody uses it.
Because everyone hates ping pong.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine who has a party. They have a party at their house every year around Christmas. And they told me, they're like, that's the only time the ping pong table gets used is when you have a party and other people come over.
Sure, and then it's usually like beer pong that you play. You know, you set up the cups, and that's what it's really only good for.
And she told me, she's like, I got to find the ping pong balls because it doesn't get used the whole rest of the year. It just sits there. But when we know we have a party and people coming over, we have to go find ping pong balls.
Wheel it out. Right.
Mm-hmm.
She's like
know all of this?
Well, she hit me with the argument that, you know, we had one when I was a kid, and we played it constantly, and da-da-da. I was like, you probably didn't. It's one of those kid memories that you probably played it three times, but you think you played it for like two full entire summers, which you didn't. And then call your dad today and say, Dad, whatever happened to that ping pong table? And I'm sure he'll be like, oh, it's still sitting in the basement probably.
And the thing is, she's not going to be able to get you to play because you'll play a couple of times and I know you won't go back down
there. It's the most ridiculous thing.
So what she'll have to do is do that thing where she sets the end of it up like Forrest Gump did.
Yes.
Remember, and just play against herself.
Which is sad. It's like going to a restaurant alone.
Well, no.
Going to a movie alone.
Got your name on all the things I like to do.
Get yourself a ping pong table. I happen to know a couple people, Dom.